Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy because now with their little high pitched meows they do.
Oh God!
I don't know what's gotten into them crazy kittens, cats, whatever. They're not kittens.
They're not kittens.
They sound like kittens.
They sound like kittens. But yeah, so I guess for that means I'll have not only for Lexus Mother's Day, but I'll have for Luna and Kalani.
Well, one's more like a grandparent.
Yeah.
Grandparents Day, but Luna will be your...
Kalani is Luna's baby. Or not baby anymore. She's more like a wandering teenager.
And then if you count the other cat we have that has no tail that comes around, then there's another cat that like just waits until it sees us leaving in the morning. And as soon as we leave, you see him dart looking for food. But our cats have gotten smart now, and they eat that food before that other cat gets up there. And don't forget our possum.
I haven't seen the possum.
Maybe it's one of the five that I saw that got run over on the road.
Might have been. But, you know, Carrie was talking about possums the other day on Facebook. And I was telling her how awesome possums actually are. Possums eat. They eat slugs. And they eat snakes. And...
They don't
carry rabies because their body temperature is too low to have to carry rabies. And they get rid of ticks.
Oh. Why are you chasing it off anymore? Because I don't want no ticks.
Yeah, they eat ticks. So I was telling her how awesome they were to have. So, yeah.
Well, then we got our pet possum now.
So don't hit it in. Don't. We were having this discussion at work the other day, too, about possums, me and my coworker, and we were like, does it really fight possums? Yeah, it really fights possums.
Because the first time it came by, I threw a bottle of water at it, and I hit it, and it fell over, and I thought I had actually killed it, and I felt bad. And I turned around for 2 minutes, and
it was
gone. So, yeah, it does play possum.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I don't think I really have any new announcements tonight, do I?
You think so? Just Mother's Day coming up and all the festivities that I'm going to have to go through and partake in and enjoy next week. And then Lexi's graduation is the 24th, so May is already stacking up to be crazy for me.
I know. Every time you talk about her graduating, I feel older than I am.
I know. Everybody says, Wendy, you're not up. Yes, I am. I have an 18-year-old who's graduating high school in 3 weeks.
That is crazy. So I want to give a great, 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 great big shout-out to Lexi. You go, girl.
Go, girl. Jeez. Oh, and she's also going to be playing in her first and only concert next Tuesday. She plays the saxophone.
And she's good.
And she's good.
I wish she would practice more. I don't know how we could incorporate Pokemon into it to get her to play more, because she is really, really good.
I don't know, but she has to give her saxophone up. So we're going to be raising money for a new saxophone. If anybody has one they want to share.
Well, you know, I know there's a good friend that's a doctor.
Oh, a doctor.
Yeah,
doctor. Dr. Mike Partey can give her some money for this saxophone.
Because, you know, he's loaded with money.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So maybe next time you talk to the doctor.
To the doctor will give her a saxophone or at least a down payment for one. Yeah, okay. Doctor. Gotta go find a doctor.
Lexi will find one. Well, what's kind of interesting, we were thinking, you know, about the show, and I want everybody to know, I promise you, and Bethany, if you're listening, I promise you too, we're going to get you on the show. It's just,
so many things
yeah,
come up, and so many. It's actually been holidays. I mean, Easter and now Mother's Day. My dad's birthday will be the 16th, which means that's next week as well.
Oh, mercy.
And then my second birthday. For those who don't know what second birthday is, hit me up. I'll tell you. But I have two birthdays. Yay!
And she gets presents for both.
I do. I do get presents for both of my birthdays. So that'll be next week.
Wow.
The next week is going to be crazy.
But we wanted to have a little fun with this show, and, you know, everybody will be celebrating Mother's Day, and for those that your mother's no longer around, you know, you can still honor.
Celebrate, not
yeah, you can
mother.
Still honor her that day, and I'm going to do my best, even though I haven't talked to my mom since 2012, I'm going to try to somehow send a Mother's Day greeting, because I need to change my stubbornness, because I found out the hard way as far as with my dad. I didn't, you know, get along with him either. And December, like a week before my birthday, he passed away. So
yeah, you never really truly just sometimes you don't understand them, and you think everything's hunky-dory and they'll live forever. No, they don't.
So I'll tell everybody, if you are fighting with any of your family, you know, just try to be the better person and enjoy them while you have them, because you never know. But anyway, I wanted to start out because there is a dark side of Mother's Day, but I got a little quiz. I don't know who can figure it out. You know, it's kind of unique about Mother's Day. It doesn't always fall on the same day, like the same date. And why is that?
Yeah, why is that?
Does anybody know? I guess nobody knows.
No.
Well, it says, although it changes year to year, it's always held on the second Sunday of May.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, if you think about it, it's like Thanksgiving. Always remember Thanksgiving falls on the third Thursday of November. So that's kind of a neat way to remember that, too.
So second Sunday of May.
Of May.
Okay.
So if you ever want to know, if you're wanting to look next year, if you can find out the date of the second Sunday next year in May, you'll know when Mother's Day is. Of course, it'll be printed on the calendar, you know. And, you know, really, we normally celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day and that, like, every day. Because, I mean, you know, your parents, you're always doing stuff for them, because as a kid, you know, I can remember always making little cards for my mom, or there was one time we actually cooked dinner for them. And you want to hear what we cooked? Oh, I hear everybody answering all at once. I'll tell you. We made herb stuffed pork chops.
Ooh.
Kiwi fruit salad.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm really hungry.
And bananas flambé. Now,
did you burn the kitchen down?
No. The funny part was we forgot to do the flambé part, and I was crying because I thought I had failed my
parents. So you didn't light it up.
We didn't light it up. So what they did, they still lit it up, and they bragged to everybody and told them. But we spent the whole day in the kitchen cooking dinner for them. But, you know, there's so many things you can do. You know, buy a card for your mom. You know,
you know what I'm doing for my mom, and no, she won't be listening. And if anybody knows my mom, do not tell her. You know what I'm doing for my mom and for Mother's Day?
What?
I'm taking her to see Elvis.
Elvis is dead, and Elvis doesn't come to Bush until November. Elvis? You've already forgotten his name.
Elvis! Oh, my God.
See, you must specify what.
A president. person who sings like him, who looks like him. What we got to count? Impersonator. It's going to be in Roanoke Rapids on December the 14th, which just happens to be 2 days after your birthday, and you should go as well.
I could, but your mom always enjoys her.
He wants mama-daughter, just like Lacey wants mama-daughter.
So will Lexi be joining you guys for this?
No, that's me and her and Granddaddy Day.
Oh, wow. And speaking of Lexus and Granddaddy, you know, she now has gotten to the point she'll go out there and help him with his work.
Mm-hmm. She wanted her hours, which... Oh, totally different topic.
Yeah, I wanna have a show on that because I wanna spread the word. No offense, I know schools all do it differently, but I'm really kinda, and it's not even my daughter, but I'm really upset because I don't feel like the school is being concerned enough with her getting her hours. And I'm telling you, if she does not receive a diploma, you guys are going to see one, and I hope the rating's high enough for me to say this, one mad ass, one badass, one North Carolina boy who's going to carry his hindquarters up to that school to talk to somebody, because I'm telling you, that little girl has worked hard.
She has. The backstory on it is she has to have $600 to graduate, or she's only going to get a certificate, which means she gets a GPA.
A GPA? GED.
GED.
A GPA.
Hopefully she'll get a GPA of, like, what is it, past four?
Yes. That would be awesome. But even if she didn't, I'm still proud of her.
Yes. But they have not been doing what they're supposed to do for getting. She went to work. They sent her to work for 2 days. And she's been doing a lot of work at home. She's got a lot of hours. She's been making some money. Mama gave Dad gave her some money the other day for it. Kind of a little bit of allowance. But her job coach never came. So yeah, we're pissed. And we should be. If she has to either take the grade over or only get her GED, I'm going to be mad. I'm taking my butt to Gaston. You know, because it's just not cool for her not to graduate because of that.
Because I'm telling you, anybody that's, no, I know, I'm going to get to the topic, but you know what? She's always going to be my topic because I think the world of her. But anybody that knows Alexis back in the day, to get her to do anything, you needed an act of Congress and a signature by three House members, and you had to bribe the heck out of her. And now she is, you know.
She's grown up so much in just the last year.
And I know everybody's probably heard this story, but, you know, this past summer, she read the whole book of, what, Huckleberry Finn?
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
And anybody that's read that book, it has, what, over 500 pages?
It was, yeah, more than I would read. And me and her read it together.
Yeah.
So.
She read that whole, I mean, the whole book. She answered questions and everything.
Got 100 on it. I think she was the only one who did it.
So, yes, I am tooting her horn because, dadgummit, her horn deserves to be
it
tooted.
It does. So, you know, anything y'all want to get her for graduation, just let me know. And if y'all don't want to get her nothing, y'all want to just say, congratulations to her, let me know. I mean, because she deserves it. Of course, we're shutting down Murfreesboro, Husky, Conway, Como.
Roanoke Rapids.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be wanting to get in there. And, get this, they have a overflow. I'm sure it's just for Alexis. Joke. Where they're going to be in the auditorium and be watching it on telecom. For those that can't get into the gym to see us, to see them graduate. It's going to be cool.
Yes.
I'm nervous as hell for after the last, after the night. Are you nervous? And she was like, yeah.
She tells you that. Don't believe her.
Yeah, no.
She is not nervous.
She is not. She has never been nervous.
She went in, when that first day, you guys were scared to death her going into high school. Oh, my God. She, and the first day she comes home loving it.
She's owned it ever since. Anyway, Mother's Day. Sorry.
Yes. Dag, I knew I should have added part of the show in talking about Lexi. And yes, one day we're going to get her on the show.
We are.
It's probably going to be pre-recorded, but she will be on here. So stay tuned. That will be a really special treat.
Oh, yeah.
But before I tell really the dark side of Mother's Day, I want to give like a brief history of it. I'm not going to, you know, like I said, bore everybody.
I've already done enough of that tonight with Alexis.
That's not boring. That's your daughter, man. I'd be, the whole show was talking about her.
It has been before.
Yeah, it has.
Oh.
And you wait till after she graduates.
Mm.
Yeah, we're trying to plan a nice little surprise for her, too, after graduation.
Trying. Well, big grandma and granddaddy.
Yeah. But you know what? We could get the doctor's help in that, too. Because if we get the doctor to help us, he could convince them.
Oh, no, he can't. And he knows it.
The doctor could.
The doctor could. Other people can.
Yeah.
The doctor can do anything. Okay, I'm just putting too much into the doctor, but go ahead. Mother's Day.
Yes. For anybody knows or done a study about it, Anna Jarvis, she was an activist who lived from 1864 to 1948. And she is the one credited with being the mother of Mother's Day.
The mother of Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis?
Anna Jarvis. And you want to hear something really interesting? She never had any children of her own.
Really? Then how is she a mother?
You're still a mom, even if you don't have children.
You are?
Yeah.
How?
Don't ask. If you want to know, talk to my ex's family, and they'll give you the whole rundown, because even though I had never had children, they still, every Father's Day, sent me a Father's Day card. Happy Father's Day. Calling me on the phone. They'll tell you about it.
Well, you are her godfather, so I get it.
But you don't have a Godfather Day.
I don't have a Godmother Day either, but which she is.
I feel ripped off.
Why?
Because I want a day, too.
You want a Godfather Day?
I want a Godfather Day.
Are you in the mafia?
Hey, I like that. Okay, here I go. See, it's this coffee. I drank the coffee earlier.
You drank coffee again, y'all.
And we drank it earlier, so you got to deal with the effects of it. Because, see, normally we drink it after we've started
yeah.
the show, but tonight, nope.
It was kind of making me sick during the night, so I stopped it.
But Anne's mother always hosted clubs for moms in the 1850s, helped them learn, you know, how to take care of their children in order to, you know, lower the mortality rate of infants. And they said after her after Anne's passing in 1905, she was, wait a minute. Oh.
Did you just learn something again?
Yeah.
Something else?
Anna's mom's name was Anne.
Okay.
So after Anne passed away in 1905,
the mother passed
Anna
away.
Was determined to honor her mother's legacy. So on May 10th, 1908, she organized the first Mother's Day-related function in her hometown of Grafton, West Virginia.
And how was that dark?
I told you before I do the dark, I wanted to. And because of all her hard work to respect her mom, the president at the time, who was Woodrow Wilson, officially declared Mother's Day a national holiday in 1914. And he was the one that decided that it should fall on the second Sunday in May.
Huh.
So the president decided
the president.
That.
Okay.
And then they said, you know, Anna's dreams of, you know, just honoring your mom, nowadays we've kind of commercialized it.
Everything is commercialized.
So now, you know, her true dream kind of got taken away because now it's like, well, what'd you do for your mom on Mother's Day? Oh, I bought her a car or I bought her a house or...
I'm taking her to see Elvis. I think it'll be fun.
You think so? I've never heard it, so I don't know.
Remember I took it to the one at Murfreesboro?
Oh, that's right.
And then he passed away like 3 weeks later?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy. So if you take her to this one and something happens to him, please don't take him to see Bacon or anything, please.
No taking Mama to see Bacon anyway.
Why?
You think Mama would like bacon?
She might. But I was looking up here. Yeah, here it says, the creator of Mother's Day was childless. She was never married and had no children. But how?
It sounds more like her mother was the one who kind of had more of a hand in the Mother's Day thing than she did.
Yeah, I know. So I wonder if she just did it to really honor her mom and they...
Yeah.
And get this. This is some of the dark. See, that's what I was telling you to wait. The dark side of Anna, she never was with a guy. She hated men. Hated them.
I'll hush. I won't say none.
But she said men stood in her way.
Yay.
And argued that mothers didn't need a day. Wait a minute.
What? Huh? This stupid guy she was with probably said that.
Oh, she said she got mad because they were saying she, you know, she felt like men stood in her way, arguing that mothers didn't need a day of recognition and that women belonged at the home preparing meals and servicing the needs of their family.
That's probably what God said.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but one of the Mother's Day traditions was people would wear red and white carnations.
For? I'm sure it has some kind of meaning. The red is stands for...
A white carnation was to be worn to honor deceased mothers,
mm-hmm.
and a red one to honor a living mother.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not dark.
Mm-mm.
How's that dark? Somebody needs to explain why that would be dark. And did you guys know that actually the nation as a whole, a lot of people don't celebrate Mother's Day?
Mm-mm.
And the reason they don't is because the origin of Mother's Day. Here again, people are not understanding. Did you know it can be traced back to the worship of mythological gods and paganism? It says people in ancient Greece would hold annual celebrations in the spring to honor the mother of the gods.
Oh. So
it says people would make offerings of honey cakes, drinks, and flowers at dawn. And the Romans had a mother of all gods that they worship, and her name was Magna Mater, meaning Great Mother. They built a temple for her. They had a festival. So see, it wasn't until the 1600s when Christianity adopted it, I guess, and tried to change it like they're trying to change.
They're saying it's dark because it comes from paganism.
Yeah.
They always want to say paganism is so dark. I don't know. I would like people's opinions on that.
Yeah, I would too. And see, this is what I'm saying. This is really based on personal thing, but they're talking about now the commercialism is another dark side of Mother's Day. But they say it's the most profitable holiday in the world. Because they're talking about total spending normally on Mother's Day reaches about $16
billion. $16
billion? Yeah. And according to the History Channel, more phone calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year.
Get it? Okay.
And actually, people that don't celebrate are saying they don't want to have just one day to honor their mom. They want every day to honor. They don't want to have, restricted to one day. So I'm curious how people feel about that. If you could either go to the WPRS site or Wendy's Facebook, I want to take a little poll there how, everybody really feels about that. Because I'm curious about that. So if anybody feels so inclined, I wanted to share something else that someone had told me. I just got to find it. Hold on. I'm trying to... Once again, dealing with a phone that does not want to close.
Did you know that Mother's Day is 105 years old this year?
What?
105 years old. So, women celebrating in a long time.
Well, I kind of believe, I think we ought to, I know what people say, we honor our parents every day, or we try to, but I still feel like there needs to be just a day. Because think about it. There's actually a graduation day that they celebrate. The graduates. But I'm still confused now because I want to know why that makes it dark. Why would that make Mother's Day dark?
I don't know. It says, in the late 1800s to early 1900s, Mother's Day in its various forms was organized for reasons ranging from lowering infant mortality, promoting peace, and honoring a religious observance inspired by the mother of Anna Jarvis. I never took the time out of my busy day to find out who was the originator of Mother's Day. I guess I just thought it just happened.
Yeah,
no. Not knowing that someone actually had to come up with it.
And see, this is where it bothers me. They want to make it dark because some people are saying, and I guess this is where they argue that it's so dark, because the Bible does not command us to dedicate a special day to honor our mothers, nor is there anything in the Bible to condemn it.
It just says honor the father and mother.
Right. It says, so the question is whether, considering the pagan roots of the holiday, Christians should celebrate it or should not. And for those that would like to know, if you want to know, that the key can be found in Romans 14, 5 through 8. And I'm not going to tell you that. I want people to go look that up.
Why? Because is that to do with they actually have a Bible in their house or not?
Yeah, and I don't want to, because, see, this is what makes it hard for me, because I would not consider it a dark side because it had roots, you know, in paganism.
You know how people are. That's what people say. Not knowing that.
I mean, it's just, we go from one extreme to another. You know, we take something that was meant to be something good, and we always have to say, and you know what? Even if stuff has a dark side, it's not always bad. I have a dark side.
Look at St. Valentine's Day.
True.
Look at Halloween.
Now, see, that's another thing, because people have twisted that, too.
Day of the Dead?
Yes. Man. See, this is something that kind of, I'm trying to find something, because there was something that I read and I really wanted to share with everybody, because it really made me just.
About Mother's Day?
Right. I just got to find it, because like I said, when I did research in, it was hard because, you know, I wanted to talk about the dark side of Mother's Day, but now when I really think about it, I don't consider it dark. I'm like really rather embarrassed.
Don't be. Don't be. that just goes to show, you know, people have different opinions about stuff.
I know, but it's like, it's, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm some super evil person, but, you know, the dark side kind of intrigues me on things. And this doesn't just, it does not feel.
Did you know that Anna Jarvis, in poor health and her emotional stability in question, she died penniless at age 84? She died trying to protect her holiday for her mother. Of course, she spent her last 4 years in Marshall Square Sanatorium, so pretty much Miss Anna Jarvis went crazy.
I don't blame her.
She never profited from it. I don't think she made it to profit from it. But I know she didn't. That was the problem.
Oh, and now they're talking about, too, the dark side of subliminal advertising that they do on Mother's Day.
Huh?
They've gotten where they do subliminal advertising. And this was a Mother's Day Lazy Boy ad, and everybody knows Lazy Boy is the furniture.
Furniture.
But they had this ad that they did, like I said, it was on Mother's Day, and it was, a man's home is his castle, his scepter is the TV remote control, and his throne is the Lazy Boy. And it says they place these hidden subliminal ideas, you know, because they talk about people look at the printed advertisements and they can, but, you know, this was supposed to be a Mother's Day ad, and they're talking about a man.
Oh.
And it says,
yeah.
Does this ad show an ideal situation for a mother on Mother's Day? You know, her husband or boyfriend or whatever, lazily sitting in the chair watching TV on Mother's Day?
Oh, man. It was on May 10th, 1908. Jarvis sent 500 white carnations to Andrew's Methodist Episcopal Church in her hometown of Grafton in honor of her late mother. 500.
That's crazy.
That date on which she also held a celebration in Philadelphia, where she lived at the time, is considered to be America's first Mother's Day celebration. In 2009, Mother's Day was marked on Sunday, May 12th. Okay.
Yeah. How long can she be considered dark if she did all that for her mom?
One notable person who might also have a claim to that fame, Jarvis's own mother, had come up with such an idea in the mid-19th century. Her vision for Mother's Day, however, looked very different from the gift-centric holiday of modern times. As she spread the word about the holiday, she also traced it back to the moment when in 1876 she heard her mother recite the following prayer after teaching a Sunday school lesson. It says, I hope and pray that someone, sometime, will find a memorial Mother's Day commemorating her for the matchless service she rendered to humanity in every field of life. When her mother died in 1905, she vowed to fulfill that dream. You've been talking about Mother's Day for a long time.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. The reason they want to say the dark side of Mother's Day, and here again, see, this is like a real touchy subject because they're talking about, you know, when you go to church and they start taking a moment honoring moms or mothers, well, some people will be mourning the loss of their mothers, and in some cases, the loss may be fresh, painful, you know, so they're not really thinking about really celebrating Mother's Day. And then there's others that didn't have good mothers, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because their moms were under drugs or alcohol. Okay, so once again, it's the church that wants to say there's a dark side. And see, now, see, this is where I get corrected because, you know, even though my ex, you know, they said, you know, there are some people, some women that will be in the audience who are suffering from infertility and desperately wishing to be mothers but unable to conceive. So Mother's Day is painful for them because...
So it's different for each person.
Yeah,
Decide on, you know, on their situation.
And it says, let's all praise and honor our mothers and the mothers of our children, but let's not forget those who hurt on Mother's Day. So, the true dark side of Mother's Day is more of how certain people feel because they've either A, never been a mother, or they just recently lost their mother. So,
it's still your mother, though.
Yeah.
It's still honor, or what is it? Honor if they're alive, or what is it if they're deceased?
Is it cherish?
No.
Remember it?
Oh, I remember it.
Because, you know, like it or not, even if your mom was ever involved in drugs and alcohol, I know that every person out there, whoever you are, we're not perfect. And we've all done things.
And everyone out there has always had a mother of some sort, or otherwise they would not be here.
Right.
So. They can say it's dark all they want. I don't see dark.
I honestly don't see dark either because, you know, every holiday had to start somewhere. Because believe it or not, we've changed and tarnished Christmas.
It's the same thing. Christmas is commercialized just like Mother's Day is commercialized. They're going to say there's a dark side to Christmas? Could. Easter.
I guess, where do you truly draw the line as far as, because, you know, you're always going to have two sides to everything. So I'm going to basically say that I feel like the dark side is based on personal opinion and not because there truly is a dark, dark side.
Right. I believe it.
Why are you acting weird?
Because I'm thinking of something else that could be dark about it. It's not. It's just commercialized like everything else out there. Thanksgiving, Christmas. Everything is just gone to being freaking commercialized. We can't just go and say, Mama, I love you. I cherish you. Thank you for being my mama. You got to give her flowers. You got to give her candy. You got to give her jewelry. Why?
We didn't do that. You know what I did? And it meant more to my mom than me going out and spending $100 on some flowers and this. I made her a card, not on the computer, hand drawn.
And she probably still has it tucked away in a drawer somewhere.
She does. She basically, every time I was, you know, when I grew up and went to visit, she actually showed me some of the cards that I had done and she kept. That meant more to her than the store bought.
I don't buy cards. I don't. And that's the reason why.
So,
anyway.
So can I say then we've officially debunked?
We have debunked the dark side of Mother's Day.
Wow. So we did actually make this paranormally correct.
It is paranormal correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I hope y'all have a good Mother's Day.
Yes, and remember, take time to let them know. Even if, because I'm going to do that too. Even if you don't always get along, just take a few minutes just to say, even if you don't want to say too much, just say thank you, Mom. Make a little note, write her notes, handwrite it, and say thank you, Mom.
And congratulations to all those new moms, like this would be Bethany's first Mother's Day.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
So, what about RJ?
Oh, and he's a year, so it may not be. I don't think he is. But he's still a new, still a baby. Brandon's wife. Brayden, their baby Brayden. Can't think of anybody else that's got new babies right now.
I can't think of anyone.
Ah, Wendy. Jacqueline.
Oh, that's right.
She's not listening, but her.
What's your other friend that worked at Circus Sinestro?
Maria?
No, the tightrope area. Who's working at Colonial Downs now?
Oh, I'm Shelby.
Yes.
Shelby Junior is coming soon, so this technically is her first Mother's Day. I mean, yeah. It's not here yet. He's not here yet, but next year will be technically her first Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
All of them.
And happy Mother's Day. If your mother is no longer living, she's always going to be with you because she's going to be in your heart. So you can still honor her on that day. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. I hope it wasn't too much of a struggle. But we just wanted to, you know, take time to honor the moms and the mothers-to-be.
Yeah.
And just, you know, let everybody know we love you guys. Thanks again for tuning in.
Yeah.
Have an awesome week. And see you guys again sometime.
Sometime?
Yeah. You just never know with that. It might be next Wednesday, or it might not be.
Oh, it might not be. All right.
Stay tuned.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody.